At age 27, my next guest was the first playwright since Shakespeare to have four plays running in London's West End. He's made a splash on both sides of the pond with dark and delightful works such as The Beauty Queen of Lennon, The Lieutenant of Inishmore, and The Pillow Man. In 2006, he won an Oscar for his short film Six Shooter, and then he wrote and directed his first feature film, In Bruges, starring Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson as two hitmen hiding out in Bruges, Belgium, after a hit goes awry. I'm happy to welcome Martin McDonagh. Hi, Martin.
Hi, Faith.
So let's listen to a scene from the movie. I'll set it up. The two main characters are Ray, who's played by Colin Farrell, who's a young hitman still learning his trade. And then there's Ken, played by Brendan Gleeson, who's Ray's hitman mentor, if you will. And they've been waiting in their Bruges hotel for a call from the boss, but young Ray is going stir crazy and wants a night out.
I thought you didn't like Bruges.
I don't like Bruges at all, but I did already say I had a date. The Belgian lady, the Belgian film business, which I did already say about before.
I just don't get into any trouble. We're keeping a low profile. And this morning, and this afternoon, we are doing what I want to do. Got it?
Of course. Which I presume will involve culture.
Well, we shall strike a balance between culture and fun.
Somehow I believe, Ken, that the balance shall tip in the favour of culture.
You seem to really savor the dialogue between those two. It reminds me of an old radio comedy duo or something.
Yeah, no, there's a lovely relationship between Colin and Brendan and Ray and Ken in the film. It's kind of sweet.
You obviously have this theater background because you're a playwright. Was it a different process in directing a film? Did you have them rehearse a lot as you would in the theater? Or?
I'd never actually directed for the stage before. But I'd always been in the rehearsal rooms, so I'd always been able to talk to actors and dissect the script with them, I guess. But no, with this, I kind of insisted that we would try to get a long period of rehearsal time before we started shooting.
How long of a period?
3 weeks.
That is long for film, right?
Yeah. It's like sometimes you wouldn't even get a day. So that was kind of great. And that was brilliant. I mean, it was kind of scary to be, certainly on the first day, just sitting across a table with Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson staring at each other, and we're all kind of
scared now, guys?
Yeah. I said, read the script? I don't know what the hell to do.
Well, that's when you're supposed to drink.
There was a lot of coffee consumed, but that was pretty much it. We read it, and it sounded good, but we just kind of tried to get under the skin of it over the next 2-3 weeks.
Your lead characters are Irish, as they are in pretty much all your work, and all but one of your plays are set in Ireland. And your parents are Irish, but you were raised primarily in London.
Yeah.
Why do you identify so strongly with Ireland?
I don't know. It being from Irish parents and growing up in London, you see both sides of that whole nationalistic question. Which has always been kind of interesting to me. But it's strange if you kind of develop a bunch of politics that I did, you kind of in some ways accept both sides and reject both sides and reject nationalism itself in some ways. But I don't know, I guess in some ways you're right about what you know. And there was something about, I love storytelling, and there's something about certainly the West coast of Ireland, which has got a long history of the roaming Shanachie, which is a guy who'd go door to door and just tell a story for a few pence or a bite to eat. I've never done that, but it depends how the film goes. I might have to. But the west of Ireland still has a quite wild, I mean, geographically it's very wild, but there's something about the spirit of it. It's like the last outpost of Europe, and there's something kind of untouched and pristine and wild and a little bit
dangerous. Is that where Sligo is?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm thinking of Yeats the whole time you're talking about the
wild. Exactly. My mum's from Sligo, and dad's from Galway, which is a little further down the coast. Dublin, I think, now has been pretty much, it's very urban. It's
sophisticated.
It could be in some ways any other town in Europe, but the West Coast is different. It's wilder and more untouched, so that's kind of why I like it.
So you shot in Bruges, and I want to know.
Saved a lot of traveling.
I want to know how you filmed a shootout in a pristine storybook Flemish city. I mean, weren't you afraid you're going to break a statue or bang up a medieval church?
I was a little, but the mayor's office and the tourist board welcomed us in with open arms. They allowed us to shoot literally and metaphorically in every location that was written into the script. And you're right, the place hasn't really been changed since the 13th, 14th century.
Yeah.
It's the most beautiful medieval, gothic, otherworldly place. But no, their only thing was that we would, show Bruges to the world. You know, their biggest sort of economic drive is tourism. So their main thing was that a feature film was being made which would just capture the beauty of Bruges.
And that's part of what inspired you to write this film, right? It was a trip you took there. You wanted to express how beautiful the city is?
In some ways,
or share with the world?
Yeah, to share that, but then to share... I went there for just a weekend from London and was stunned by how beautiful it is and how fairy tale like it is in some ways. And I went around to every church and every gallery and on the first day. But then by the middle of the second day, I was kind of bored out of my head and just wanted to get drunk and anything, get laid, get out of there. But that kind of set up these two characters in my head, the culture lover and the drunken whore, I guess. And then I thought, why would two characters like that be in a town like that when they didn't really want to be? And that's when the idea that they were hitmen who've been sent there after a job has gone wrong, sent there by their boss to cool their heels, I guess.
I'm so glad you just called a man a whore. That's so such an underused word.
I think so.
It needs to be applied to some.
I think if the term fits, you should wear
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I wear it well.
Congratulations on that,
thanks.
Martin.
Do I got a badge or something?
Either that or some kind of rash. now in 1994, this is astonishing to me. You were living alone in your family's home in an Irish neighborhood in England, and you quit your job. And over the course of 9 months, you produced drafts of 7 plays. Your entire dramatic corpus, if you will.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much.
And 6 of these have been staged. Mm. Almost all have been nominated for Tonys or other major awards. What were you eating? How did you do it? What were your days like? Did you make a deal with the devil?
No, it felt kind of simple at the time. I left school pretty young. I left school at 16. So even though I was 24 when I was writing all that stuff, I had been kind of writing from the ages of 16 to 24. So even though that year of 24 to 25 seems like all this stuff sort of gushed out, I'd actually been trying, you know, writing badly, but writing and then slowly getting better over those years, I guess. And then I think quitting work just kind of left my days free to be bored and to do exactly what I wanted to do. So pretty much I'd just get up in the morning, knock out like 5 or 6 pages in, you know, 2 or 3 hours, have a sandwich and...
And then watch soap
TV.
Operas?
Yeah.
I heard American soap operas.
No, in England, there's a lot of Australian ones.
Oh, right. Okay.
They're probably no better or worse than the American ones. A lot more swimsuits and sunshine.
I understand that at that time you'd seen only a handful of plays in your whole life.
Yeah, pretty much. I'd seen, and probably still the play that stays in my mind the most, it was American Buffalo, which I saw when I was around about maybe 14 or 15 with Al Pacino. Hmm. Came to London and did it there, and it still stands as one of the best performances, one of the best plays I've ever seen. And that one kind of taught me that plays didn't have to be, you know, tiresome upper-class drawing room comedies about, you know, sacking the gardener or et cetera, you know. You could have something earthy and dangerous and
I'll say,
fun.
With your place, I want to tell you, when I saw The Pillow Man in New York, two approximately 90-year-old women walked out after 10 minutes.
That's a record. They stayed for 10.
I mean, you're unconventional for Broadway. Your plays are not sweet little parlor dramas. They're more brutal and confrontational. And so what appeals to you about this sort of, you know, in-your-face theater, as some people call it?
Yeah, well, that's an expression I've never really bought or agreed with.
How come?
It suggests doing something for the sake
of
shock.
Like gratuitously?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas if there's anything shocking or outrageous in my stuff, I think it comes out of a natural place that the story starts or the characters are in mm-hmm. to begin with. So I've never really set out to shock or do anything like that.
Tell that to the nonagenarians.
It just comes out that way. But at the same time, my first love was always cinema. So I like things to happen on stage and I like there to be images on stage. I think I write the kind of plays that sometimes people who don't like plays would like, you know, or people who like films would like. But that's not to say that it doesn't retain all the elements and structures of good old-fashioned theater.
You said that you'd been writing since you were 16 and that you had written badly for a time. Do you still sometimes think you write badly? Like, what's your process like? Do you have what some writers call a vomit draft, where you just get a play on the page and then go back and...
No, not really. I kind of... If I write something now and it's bad, I kind of throw it away. But usually, just going back to Bruges, I think I got the idea and then got back home to London. And pretty much in the next 5 weeks, just wrote the thing straight out. And pretty much that was it. I kind of don't do second drafts very often.
Do you know how many writers are like, oh, but for a taste of that? It seems...
12.
No. It seems like... It does not seem that you have experienced writer's block from the way you describe your process.
No. I've experienced writer's laziness quite often, but never.
The man who wrote 7 plays at once.
But that was 1 year. 1 year, and that was 10 years ago.
Thank you for being here today, Martin.
Thank you, Faith.
Martin McDonagh wrote and directed the film In Bruges, starring Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson, and it's in theaters now.